Blog Talk Radio.
But this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson this evening in Talk Through the Bible by Bruce Wickinson. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204. And you can also call in your prayer request at that same number. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. Praise God. At this time, I'd like to say a short prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come you
the kind of clothes that he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Fellow man, would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray to simply tell the Father thank you? And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight or just ashamed? Share his life. Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Some will ever see, and you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need. He looks like you.
Lord God, praise your holy name. Jehovah Mika, in Mika, which means the Lord is with you. In Judges 6 and 12, in the NIV says, when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, the Lord is with you, Jehovah Imika, mighty warrior. Jehovah Mika, Imika, your presence alone is enough to defeat an army. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and told him you were with him, that wasn't just a soothing statement to make him feel better. That was a powerful truth that would take Gideon to a new level of courage and lead him to a military conquest of unprecedented valor. Your presence gives confidence. It also gives insight into how and what the opposition is thinking. Your presence is worth more than the presence of 30,000 strong warriors, as you demonstrate in Gideon's battle. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
All to the glory of God. All to the glory of God. In all that we do, no matter where we are, all to the glory of God. Everything belongs to Him. In the fullness of His blessing, nothing is possible without God. We come to know His mercy, humbling ourselves to His mountain. We pray His holy. And all the gold, for as far as the eye can see, He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. His love knows no bounds. His goodness always true, and He's coming in the clouds to restore our souls brand new. Oh, 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 oh.
got to wait. You got to trust in him and give him time.
No matter how long it takes, he's a God.
He's a God. Trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes, he's a God.
He's a God. You can't hurry.
You can't hurry.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Don't you worry.
Don't you worry.
Oh, well, he may not come when you call him, but he's right on time.
Ooh. God is the way maker. Great powers.
The Lord is with you. We are not alone, for you are with us. At times we feel alone, but your word tells us that you will never leave us or abandon us. There are days when we act as if we are alone, and we tend to worry or fret over things in our life. On these days especially, we seek your forgiveness for doubting your presence and your word. Forgive us for hiding, just as Gideon did in the wine press, fearful of what life has coming at us, rather than boldly approaching your throne of grace and asking for you to lead us each step of the way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson this evening in Talk Through the Bible by Bruce Wickinson. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory." At this time, I will play another selection, and after the selection, I will come back with our devotional message for this evening. Praise be to God.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Give strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say, Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Your voice is safe. celebrate the arms of God.
Amen. My God is awesome. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Not Hearing Due to Timing. Amen. Not Hearing Due to Timing. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalm 69 and 13. And it says, at an acceptable time, O God, in the greatness of your loving kindness, answer me. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Praise be to God. The writer says, a third reason we sometimes don't have an answer from God is because the Father has not yet spoken. In other words, the Lord is willing to speak to you, but you may have put artificial time limits on when he should. And he knows that either you don't need the information yet, or it will harm you. This is frustrating for us. At times, we believe we have both a need and a right to know information as soon as we ask for it. But often, we must wait because of purposes hidden to us. Your Heavenly Father is always working, but timing is everything for his purposes in the unseen. He is orchestrating his provision for you in ways, places, and with people you cannot imagine. Therefore, the delay you face in hearing him are not a denial of his desire to speak to you. Rather, they are an integral part of his strategy to arrange all the details and get you positioned for his plan. Amen. So therefore, take heart. God is actively working on your behalf. Don't give up. Seek him. Don't give up seeking him. He knows the exact timing for when you need to hear him. Amen. Praise be to God. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Jesus, we trust you. We will wait on your perfect timing with expectancy and hope. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that it concludes our devotional message for this evening. Amen. So at this time, I will play another selection. Praise be to God.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. A holy king, a carpenter. You are the
living
word.
Gentile Redeemer, God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you
are an awesome ruler, Gentile Redeemer, God with us, this is what we'd like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a
manger,
but on a tree you died to save man.
The
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call.
The Lord is with you. Thank you for being with us in the morning, when we wake up, in our sleep, when we are dreaming, and throughout our day. Thank you for never leaving us alone, and for your promise never to forsake us. We may feel alone at times, but such feelings are not based on truth. Even in the silence, you are with us. Even when we cannot hear or see your presence, you are there. Just as your word promises us. Thank you for your presence, which empowers us to defeat any enemy, overcome any obstacle, and secure any victory in our emotions, our finances, our body, our relationships, our family, and any other area of our life. Thank you for the kindness of your close presence with us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
I Show the way through all of your trials. You must trust and believe. I'm a witness. mind, something like a preacher from death to death. Fall down to my knees, I wipe my slate clean, put my mind at ease. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times, a name I can call on, Jesus.
Lord, the Lord is with us. When you are with us, as you were with Gideon, you make a way where we had no way to accomplish your will. Gideon did not have any training as a warrior, and yet you asked him to lead an army, a small army, but still an army. We ask for the confidence of Gideon, for the assurance of your response when we put out a fleece and then put it out again. Take us to greater heights in our life and more valiant victories by reminding us of your strong presence and the power that comes from abiding with you. You promise that if we ask anything according to your will, you will give it. So we ask boldly today for you to accomplish everything you desire to do in and through our life. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening.
You every praise.
Amen. Praise be to God. Unfortunately, our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will not be with us this evening, so I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. I'll play another selection, and after the selection, I will come back with what thus says the Lord. Praise be to God.
Desperately
way. Desperately way.
every voice in this room. We have about another 15 seconds. I want you to open your mouth. We have sang for your glory. I will do anything. I wonder what type of praise you will give him until he releases his glory. Somebody raise up your hands and open your mouth now. Can I get somebody to cry out for God in this room? I'm only talking to those of you who are hungry for him. I'm only talking to those of you who are thirsty for him. Open up your mouth and begin to cry out for him.
Amen. Praise be to God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 6. Amen. And when you get to chapter 6, we're going to read verses 5 through 13. That's Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 13. And it says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and this is speaking, Jesus teaches about prayer. Verse 5 says, and this is Jesus speaking. He says, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they will ever get. But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. When you pray, don't babble on and on as people of other religions do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask him. Pray like this. Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need, and forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sinned against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So sometimes God allows us to be tested by temptation as disciples. We should pray to be delivered from these trying times, and for deliverance from Satan, the evil one, and his deceit. All Christians struggle with temptation, and sometimes it is so subtle that we don't even realize what is happening to us. God has promised that he won't allow us to be tempted beyond what we can bear in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. Ask God to help you recognize temptation and to give you strength to overcome it and choose God's way instead. Amen. Praise God. What is prayer? To say that prayer is communication with God is an oversimplification. Prayer is the sincere desire of our souls expressed to God. Our souls expressed to God. Prayer is what allows us to establish intimacy with the Creator. Prayer creates an awareness of God's constant nearness to his people. Prayer is also how unbelievers, recognizing their sinful nature and need for salvation, amen, reach out by faith to receive God's gift of eternal life. Prayer is the expression of praise to God as well as the medium through which petitions are made on behalf of human need. Prayer is described, explained, and illustrated throughout the Bible. The greatest and most profound demonstration of prayer is illustrated in the earthly life of Jesus. Praise be to God, who is often recorded praying to his heavenly Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 in the NIV. And it says, and when you pray, and my title for this message is what the Bible says about prayer. General requirements for effective prayer. A forgiving spirit. Matthew 6 and 14 says, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. Amen? Why is forgiveness so difficult for us? Our nature thrives on retaliation, on seeking vengeance. To truly forgive, as Christ taught us, means to relinquish all tendencies to get even with those who have wronged us. An unforgiving spirit can overwhelm us and create a barrier between us and God. Actually, our forgiveness toward others is but the outgoing of God's forgiveness expressed toward us, like the ebbing tide. Plicity. In Matthew 5 and 6 says, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth. That is all the reward they will ever get. But when you pray, go away by yourself. Shut the door behind you and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. So some people, especially the religious leaders, wanted to be seen as holy. And public prayer was one way to get attention. Jesus saw through their self-righteous acts, however, and taught that the essence of prayer is not public style, but private communication with God. There is a peace for public prayer, a place for public prayer, but to pray only where others will notice you indicates that your real audience is not God. Praise be to God. To the Pharisees, prayer was a performance for the sake of those around them. These words of Jesus do not constitute an indictment against one of God's children, leading as each heart silently joins in the prayer, affirming and enforcing the spoken prayer. Entering the closet may be more symbolic than a literal act, suggesting the closing out of the interfering world while we communicate one-on-one with God. People can pray like this anywhere, even in the busiest marketplace. Praise God. Humility and repentance. Luke 18, 10 through 14. So let's turn to Luke 14. Amen. Mark, Luke 4, 9, 11, 13. Luke 18. That's Luke 18, 10 through 14. And it says, Luke 18, 10 through 14, 9, 10. Jesus is speaking. Two men went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a despised tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed this prayer. I thank you, God, that I am not a sinner like everyone else, for I don't cheat. I don't sin, and I don't commit adultery. I'm certainly not like that tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give you a tenth of my income. But the tax collector stood at a distance and dared not even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. Instead, he beat his chest in sorrow, saying, O God, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner. I tell you, this sinner, not the Pharisee, returned home justified before God, for those who exalt themselves will be humbled. And those who humble themselves will be exalted. Amen.
No.
Praise be to God. So the Pharisee did not go to the temple to pray to God, but to announce to all within earshot how good he was. The tax collector went recognizing his sin and begging for mercy. Self-righteousness is dangerous. It leads to pride, causes a person to despise others and pretends and prevents him or her from learning anything from God. The tax collector's prayer should be our prayer, because we all need God's mercy every day. Don't let pride in your achievements cut you off from God. Amen? Praise be to God. Both the Pharisee and the publican or tax collector in this story could represent lost men. Amen? The publican expressed the only prayer that God can hear from the sinner, a prayer of confession, admission of sin, a cry for mercy. The prayer of the Pharisee describes the person who considers himself good and therefore a credit to God and his kingdom. This person considers his good works the price of admission into the kingdom of God. Unity of believers. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 18. Amen. Matthew chapter 18. Mark. Matthew 26:21. 18. That's Matthew chapter 18, verses 19 and 20. Amen. 19. Jesus speaking. I also tell you this, if two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. For where two or three gather together as my followers, I am there among them. Praise God. So Jesus looked ahead to a new day when he would be present with his followers, not in body, but through his Holy Spirit in the body of believers, the church. The sincere agreement of two people in prayer is more powerful than the superficial agreements of thousands. Because Christ's Holy Spirit is with them, two or more believers filled with the Holy Spirit will pray according to God's will, not their own. Thus, their requests will be granted. Amen. Praise be to God. The explanation of this apparent blank check from God is in verse 20. The realization and recognition of God's presence with us will position our prayer request within his will. Prayer is never like rubbing a magic lamp in order to bring forth some divine genie to do our bidding. Prayer, in its petitionary nature, is primarily seeking the will of our Heavenly Father. Praise be to God. Intensity. And turn with me to Matthew 7 and verses 7 through 11. Matthew 6, 7, and 7 through 11. Amen. Where it says, and this is Jesus speaking, Jesus teaches about asking, looking, and knocking. Verse 7 in Matthew 7 and 7, 7 through 11. And it says, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who acts, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be open. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Amen. Christ is showing us the heart of God, the Father. God is not selfish, begrudging, or stingy, and we don't have to beg or grovel as we come with our requests. He is a loving Father who understands, cares, and comforts. If humans can be kind, imagine how kind God, the Creator of kindness, can be. Jesus used the expression, you sinful people, to contrast sinful and fallible human beings with the holy and perfect God. This is commonly known as the golden rule. In many religions, it is stated negatively, don't do to others what you don't want done to you. By stating it positively, Jesus made it more significant. It is not very hard to refrain from harming others. It is much more difficult to take the initiative in doing something good for them. The golden rule, as Jesus formulated, is the foundation of active goodness and mercy, the kind of love God shows to us every day. Think of a good and merciful action you can do today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Again, the thrust of this prayer promises relates to the finding of God's will. Never do we need to beg or conjure God. It is because of our slowness of heart and spiritual immaturity that we spend so much time searching for his will, but so little time doing it. But as we seek, ask, and knock, the very exercise of faith has a cleansing effect on us, preparing us to receive the answer in accord with God's will and not our own wishes. Uneasily, even unseasonably. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. We must keep the communication lines between us and God, even constantly. Our very attitude on life should be an expression of prayer to God. This unceasing communication with the Father God will foster a beautiful and cherished naturalness in our prayer life. Praise be to God. Personal requirements for effective prayer. Purity of heart. Psalms 24:3-5. Psalms 66:18-19. God, through the ministry of the indwelling Holy Spirit, reveals sin when it exists in the lives of his people. If after that we don't deal with our sin, our prayers are aborted. The hill of the Lord and his holy place describes the experience of personal confrontation with God. Clean hands indicate that our actions are open for God to see, and a pure heart indicates that any sin in our lives is confessed. Faith, Matthew 21:22. Sadly, not every Christian who prays believes that God has the power to answer prayer. To truly believe with intensity of faith requires us to cultivate the gift of faith that God gives to each believer in form, in a baby's form. So in Christ's name, John 14:13, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. This is not just a religious formula we use to close our prayers. It is a recognition that the source of all good things in Christ, his name, represent all that he is. According to God's will, 1 John 5:14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. This indeed is the ultimate secret to effective prayer. The continent parts of prayer. Admiration in Psalms 103. Admiration of God diminishes self and exalts God. Confession, 1 John 1:9. Confession of sin is the key that opens the door to continuing unbroken fellowship with God. Amen. Thanksgiving, Philippians 4:6. The sin of ungratefulness is perhaps the most common sin among Christians. Too often we take God for granted. Supplication, 1 Timothy 2:1-3. Supplication describes a humble and earnest request before God. Intercession. James 5:15, we must intercede for those who are sick because people can be so far from God that they cannot pray for themselves. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. they cannot pray for themselves. It is taken for granted that all who are disciples of Christ pray. You may as soon find a living man that does not breathe as a living Christian that does not pray, if prayerless, then graceless. The scribes and Pharisees were guilty of two great faults in prayer: vain glory and vain repetition. Verily, they have their reward. If in so great a matter as it is between us and God, when we are at prayer, we can look to so poor a thing as the praise of men. It is just that this should be our whole reward. Yet there is no secret, sudden breathing after God, but he observed it. This answer is called a reward, but it is of grace, not of debt. What merit can there be in begging? If he does not give his people what they ask, it is because he knows they do not need it, and that it is not for their good. So far is God from being worked upon by the length or words of our prayers, that the most powerful intercessions are those which are made with groaning that cannot be uttered. Let us study well what is shown of the frame of mind in which our prayers should be offered, and learn daily from Christ how to pray. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And my conclusion is this: prayer must be an integral part of every Christian's life. We should engage in secret, private prayer. Matthew 6:6, in family prayer. Acts 10:2, 30, in group prayer. Matthew 18:20, and in public prayer. 1 Corinthians 14:14-17. I hope and pray that this message is a blessing to you as it is to me. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer after me. Father, give me a second, the computer went down. The devil is a liar. Praise God. Okay. So all you have to do is to repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into... Jesus, my glasses up. Can't see. Here we go. I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do is to pray, ask and pray to the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen? A Bible-based church. You must be in a Bible study class to continue your walk and to continue your walk with God. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you until we meet again tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., our very own associate, Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, will be here to bless us with a mighty word from God. Amen? So God bless you and have a wonderful evening. And we love you, and we thank you again for tuning in to Pray One for Another. Shalom and good night.
glorious life of redemption. Let us pray. Repeat after me. Lord, I am sorry for my sins. I repent for my sins, and I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
Gentiles. The Gentiles is a representation of the world, people outside of Christ. See, the moment you are saved and you come into knowing Jesus Christ, he accepts you into the family. So you're then engrafted and you're adopted into God's family, just as if you were one of the children of Israel. And speaking on the children of Israel, you see how God expanded his kingdom, as you find that in the New Testament. And I'll teach you this another time, but the expansion of God's kingdom. Because it's not no longer to circumcision and one group of people any longer. Okay? God.